Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, and to find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I absolutely know after having lived all these 59 years now, is that God wastes nothing. He does not waste my sorrows. He does not waste my wounds. He does not even waste my failures. Hi, I'm your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today I'd like to share the story behind my song, Anoint My Heart for Burial. The song was born on May 1st, 1991, but the story behind the song is one of my favorites. It really is. As I've already shared with you, I believe God wastes nothing in our lives if we bring whatever those things are to Him and ask Him for His point of view. Another way to look at life circumstances is this. How would I ever know the sweetness of the rain had I never gone through the desert? I mean, think about it. How would I ever know the joy of healing if I had never been wounded? Life is not always peace and harmony and rainbows and unicorns, is it? Sin has seen fit to that. As long as there is sin in this world, there will be sorrow, there will be pain, there will be confusion, and there will be times of chaos. But the good news is that we have been given the remedy for sin through faith in and relationship with Jesus Christ. John 12:24 says it like this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." This song was inspired by a teaching on myrrh. You know, one of the gifts the wise men brought to Jesus. Myrrh is derived from the rosin of the small thorny myrrh tree found mainly in the Middle East. And for thousands of years, the rosin of the myrrh tree has been used throughout history as a perfume, as an incense, and even as medicine. In fact, when Jesus was buried, we know that his body was wrapped with a mixture of myrrh and aloes to anoint his body for burial, and honestly, to help cover the stench of death. It seems that life is full of heartache and struggle, right? Yet Christ has made a way for us to see himself glorified even through the worst of circumstances. God brought this to light in my life in the midst of one of those times of hurt and disappointment. It is so true that hurts and wounds become opportunities to let his life flow out of our lives when we choose to rely on his grace to carry us through difficult times. I've discovered that birth comes more quickly and easily when I work with the labor rather than against the labor. The Holy Spirit will be the most fragrant of aromas when we release Him to work through the brokenness of our lives. Let me say that again. The Holy Spirit will be the most fragrant of aromas when we release Him to work through the brokenness of our lives. Allow Him to work through the brokenness of our lives, y'all. So what does all that have to do with the song, Anoint My Heart for Burial? And even more importantly, what does any of this have to do with the fragrance of myrrh? It has everything to do with the way the fragrance is derived or harvested from the tree of myrrh that illustrates what I'm trying to express to you about God's ability to use the harshness of life to bring about the beauty of the fragrance of His presence in the midst of some pretty awful, smelly circumstances. If you've ever smelled myrrh, it is the most fragrant, aromatic, earthy smell. It's like none other. I love the smell of myrrh. But as with life, I do not like the process by which myrrh is harvested when compared to the circumstances of my life. Let's think about what the process of harvesting myrrh looks like and compare that process to the lives we lead and to the circumstances we experience. Now, to obtain the rosin that produces the fragrance of myrrh, the tree bark must be cut. It must be wounded. It must be bruised. In fact, the harvester would say he is making the tree bleed. That's right, he's making the tree bleed. And guess what those drops of rosin are then called? The drops of myrrh rosin are called tears. Ever feel so cut or so wounded by circumstances of life that it feels like you're bleeding to death? Have you ever been reduced to tears by a harsh episode of just trying to make it through a hard time or through a difficult loss or through a betrayal or whatever? When our soul bleeds and when our eyes cry tears, we tend to see only the loss rather than the future fragrance those losses could potentially bring. Now, once the tree has been cut and the rosin has begun to bleed out, and once those tears have been harvested, you still don't have the fullness of the beauty of the fragrant aroma of myrrh. Those drops of rosin, those blood drops, those tears are allowed to harden. Have you ever been so overwhelmed by a circumstance of life that you grow numb or hardened to the point of trying to stop the pain? When I was a boy, age 14, I lost my grandmother, and I vowed I would not let anyone get close to me ever again because it hurt too much to lose them. I became, in a sense, very hardened of heart, hard-hearted. And a hardened heart leads to a lot more pain, trust me. I'd rather feel pain than nothing at all. But life has a way of bringing a hardening to our souls, doesn't it? So when does the fragrance, the beauty, the sweet aroma of myrrh actually arise from those hardened tears? After the cutting, after the wounding, after the bleeding, after the tears, and after those tears are allowed to harden, the full aroma has still not been released. Do you know when that happens? The full aroma of myrrh is released and realized when those tears have been crushed, when that hardness has been crushed. Ever feel so crushed by life that you feel as if nothing good could ever come from the pain you experienced? I have. Let me put it this way. Who would have ever thought it possible something good could ever come from my deepest pain, from my deepest shame, from my greatest point of failure? Yet that is exactly what God has done. Sin left me wounded. Life brings wounds along the journey. My soul has been left bleeding profusely in guilt and shame and tears, many tears. Tears of sorrow have been shed through my lifetime. Pain left me hardened of heart, left me numb at times. And that very hard heart has been crushed, guess what, by the love of God. That very hard heart has been crushed by the love of God, producing the fragrant aroma of God's presence and purpose and promise and perspective. We can either be crushed and ruined by life, or we can be crushed by the love of God and learn to see life in its many twists and turns from His point of view. Taking the tears we have poured out and using those very sorrows as points of reference where we see what He sees. We may see insurmountable mountains. Guess what He sees? He sees a molehill that can be easily overcome. We see pain. He sees an opportunity to comfort, an opportunity for intimacy born of His very presence. We see mayhem and destruction. He sees the opportunity to restore and to bring rebirth. We smell the stench of death left by our own sin and our own failure. He sees a way to save and deliver and bring the fragrance of life from that very same failure. Now, which sounds best to you? Seeing and living life from the perspective of death, or seeing and living life from the perspective of God and the fragrance of His presence rising from that same life? Life, let's just be honest, life is at times harsh, at times painfully unbearable. But that same journey of life, it can create a beautiful fragrance when placed in the hands and lived from the presence of the one who made us in the first place. I want to share this song with you, Anoint My Heart for Burial. As you listen to this song, allow the Holy Spirit to crush your hard places with the deep, deep, perfect love of His presence. Even if experiencing death right now in a certain area of your life, allow His presence to meet you in that place of death and replace that same death with the fragrance of life.
Receive this from the Lord. The tree of myrrh is full of tears that only come forth when bruised. But the fragrant life that wounding brings is born on the wings of good news. Like myrrh when hardened must be crushed before the fragrance can rise. My blinded heart must be so Father, the fragrance of Christ. take my wounded heart and make a fragrance out of the clay. I give my life a sacrifice. Bring fruit from this harvest of grain. So another of Christ. Oh, Lord, fill me with life, let it pour. Oh, Lord, use me, then fill me with more. Anoint me with oil. Oh, Lord, fill me with life, let it pour. Oh, Lord, use me, then fill with more, anoint me with more, anoint me with more, anoint me.
Father, we thank you for your presence. Thank you that you waste nothing. Show us how to bring that our hurts and our wounds and our sorrows and our suffering and the circumstances of life, just to bring them to you in honesty. And then show us your point of view, Father. When we are weak, then you are strong. Make us strong today in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's episode is brought to you by mp3designsjewelry.com. At mp3designsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have an artisan by the name of Melinda Jernigan, that's right, my wife, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, if there are certain areas of your life you'd like me to address in these podcasts, or just life questions in general, please don't hesitate to let me know. All you have to do is send your request to mail@dennisjernigan.com. That's right, mail@dennisjernigan.com, and we will consider whether or not we can address those issues for you. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to dennisjernigan.com. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song Anoint My Heart for Burial, which is on an album called I Will Trust You, just go to the store at dennisjernigan.com. If you'd like a copy of my book, Renewing Your Mind, Identity and the Matter of Choice, just go to Amazon.com and you'll find it along with many other books I've written. And once you've read the book, if you don't mind, go back to Amazon and leave a review, please. And while you're at it, would you consider leaving me a review for this podcast on iTunes? Your reviews help get the attention of others who might be ministered to, which leads me to ask you to share this podcast with others you think might benefit from it. Encourage them to subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. That would mean such a great deal to me. This is just a simple way of helping me minister to the needs of others. Well, that's all our time, so thank you again for joining me for today's podcast. And remember, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.